You're listening to Up an Octave, a podcast by Sonivia, the podcasting agency that believes that women and non-binary people deserve to take up space in the podcasting industry because our thoughts, voices, and stories matter. Here you'll learn how to make dope podcasts that inspire, educate, convert, and most importantly, make your voice shine. I'm your host, Rue Spence, and I'm here to take podcasting up an octave. Let's get into it. Welcome back to Up an Octave. Today, we are tackling the elephant in the studio, perfectionism. This is something that comes for all podcasters. Whether you're trying to get up the gumption to record your first episode or you're going into episode 250, I can almost promise that you deal, or at the very least have dealt with, perfectionism. It's something that I absolutely still go through, especially because I am producing a show where I talk about being an expert. Because of that, I feel like I need to show up as my best self, and a best self that doesn't necessarily even exist. Now, perfectionism and imposter syndrome go hand in hand, and I think that perfectionism is absolutely an aspect of imposter syndrome, but for today, I want to tunnel in a little bit and focus specifically on perfectionism. Now, if you are dealing with imposter syndrome and you're looking for some support for that, go back and listen to my episode from Halloween, actually, about imposter syndrome. So before we get too far into how to handle your perfectionism, I want to talk about the two different types of perfectionism, because truly perfectionism is not always a bad thing, but it definitely can be. So there's adaptive and maladaptive perfectionism. And according to the Oxford Review, adaptive perfectionism is associated with high personal standards in which the individual adapts or is flexible about those standards in responses to changes in the environment. Maladaptive perfectionism, on the other hand, is where an individual berates themselves or has intense self-deprecation when they don't meet their own standards. Even worse is that maladaptive perfectionism has been linked to depression, anxiety, and increased levels of stress. Virgo squad, represent. I struggle with perfectionism in a lot of areas in my life, from motherhood to entrepreneurship, and yes, to podcasting. It's a fine line between wanting to make something that you're proud of and just making yourself miserable. I often talk about here on the podcast and directly with my clients that podcasting is not heart surgery. And you can have the worst day of podcasting and no one's going to die. I think the worst thing that can happen to a podcaster is like maybe you get canceled and that sucks, but there's never going to be a life or death moment just because you flopped on a podcast. Now, all of that is still to say that I believe in making the best show that you can. So let's get into how to do that while keeping your sanity intact. You might think that you're chill with listening to your own voice, that you've beaten that dragon of hating how you sound, and that, you know, you don't take yourself too seriously. But there are some sneaky ways that I see perfectionism showing up for podcasters all the time. And that includes over-editing, delaying episode releases, not recording because you don't feel perfectly prepared, re-recording too often, scripting out of fear of improvising, and looking at stats too often or avoiding them altogether. If you feel called out by any of those, hi, welcome, you're safe here. But I do want to use this episode to challenge you to grow because you are deserving of making a podcast that feels good. All right, drink some water because we are about to get real. Perfectionism is killing your podcast and the creativity that powers it. And your perfectionism is misogynistic. If you fall under the female or queer non-binary identities, there is some serious misogyny at play that is silencing you. Elizabeth Gilbert writes in her book Big Magic, which I argue is one of the most transformative books about creativity. She says, "Perfectionism is a particularly evil lure for women, who I believe hold themselves to an even higher standard of performance than do men. There are many reasons why women's voices and visions are not more widely represented today in creative fields. Some of that exclusion is due to regular old misogyny, but it's also true that all too often, women are the ones holding themselves back from participating in the first place, holding back their ideas, holding back their contributions, holding back their leadership and their talents. Too many women still seem to believe that they are not allowed to put themselves forward at all until both they and their work are perfect and beyond criticism. Meanwhile, putting forth work that is far from perfect rarely stops men from participating in the global cultural conversation. Just saying. And I don't say this as a criticism of men, by the way. I like that feature in men, their absurd overconfidence, the way that they will casually decide, well, I'm 41% qualified for this task, so give me the job. Yes, sometimes the results are ridiculous and disastrous, but sometimes, strangely enough, it works. A man who seems not ready for the task, not good enough for the task, somehow grows immediately into his potential through the wild leap of faith itself. I only wish more women would risk these same kinds of wild leaps, because I've watched too many women do the opposite. I've watched far too many brilliant and gifted female creators say, I am 99.8% qualified for this task. But until I master that last smidgen of ability, I will hold myself back just to be on the safe side. Now, I cannot imagine where women ever got the idea that they must be perfect in order to be loved or successful. Ha ha ha, just kidding. I can totally imagine. We got it from every single message society has ever sent us. Thanks, all of human history. But we women must break this habit in ourselves. And we are the only ones who can break it. We must understand that the drive for perfectionism is a corrosive waste of time, because nothing is ever beyond criticism. No matter how many hours you spend attempting to render something flawless, somebody will always be able to find fault with it. There are people out there who still consider Beethoven's symphonies a little too, you know, loud. At some point, you really just have to finish your work and release it as it is, if only so that you can go on and make other things with a glad and determined heart, which is the entire point, or should be. I have to wonder if part of what Elizabeth Gilbert is talking about is one of the many reasons that women only make up 29% of podcasts, and why non-binary people take up even less of the industry. Don't allow your perfectionism to silence you. The world is going to try hard enough to do that without your help. You get to take up space. You are deserving of being heard. And so with that excerpt from Big Magic in mind, I want to talk a little bit more about how perfectionism shows up in your podcasting experience in some of those sneaky and clandestine ways. With over-editing, and this is something that I've talked about before, I see people pick at themselves and the way that they've spoken and the way that they've curated their episodes until none of their themness remains. And I talked about this in my episode, How Much Should You Edit Your Podcast, that I too have absolutely fallen victim to this, that with my first show, I was spending 8 hours on an episode trying to make sure that it sounded pristine and perfect. And the truth is, at a certain point, that can become alienating. If something is too perfect, it becomes hard to relate to. Yes, I do my absolute best on this show to show you what a podcast can be. But the truth of the matter is that sometimes you're going to hear my daughter in the background. Sometimes you are going to hear the fact that I live on a military base and there's a bugle that randomly goes off. And there's just life stuff that you're going to hear, and that's okay. With delaying episode releases, this is a very, very slippery slope to pod fade and one that I see all too often. People let their nerves get in the way of them actually putting out content. You know, they have this episode ready, but they just never get around to posting it because, well, what if it sucks? And what if someone says something mean? And what if it's terrible? And who am I to even do this? That is perfectionism, baby. Another one, not recording because you aren't perfectly prepared. I teach the 3 P's of podcasting: prepare, produce, promote. And I tell people that the planning phase is often the most grueling phase. And I have seen so many podcasters not put a show out or miss a deadline for an episode release because they didn't think that they had all of the information. They meant to read a whole book that they could talk about. They meant to do this, that, or the other. They meant to do this experiment or this testing of a hypothesis, and they didn't, and so they shouldn't even make that episode. And that is also perfectionism. it's okay to show up, to be mostly prepared, to have read part of the book. There's no test for podcasting. Even if you haven't had a chance to do all of the things you were hoping to for an episode, don't let that little 30% or whatever be what stops you from still connecting with your audience. Re-recording too often. This is some feedback that I get from my clients or, you know, people who become aware of what I do. They're like, oh, I bet, you know, you're just first take perfect. And that is absolutely not the case. And that's why at the end of this episode, I'm going to include all of my bloopers, all of the things that I take out so that you, if you are grappling with perfectionism, can appreciate that I am so not perfect either. And that there are times where I and stutter and restate myself and have these long, awkward pauses as I'm seeking the right word. That is just a part of the creative process. It doesn't mean that you're not a good podcaster. It just means that you are human and you are having a human experience, which is that sitting in front of a microphone is inherently a little freaking weird. So obviously, I have no problem with you restating yourself or making things clearer. But if you feel like you have to have a thesaurus in your pocket to provide the most high quality and intellectual sounding podcast possible, I challenge you not to. Take on the best practices, silence your phone, try and make sure that your cat doesn't need to be let in and out and in and out and in and out while you record. But other than that, other than showing up the best that you can, doing the best with what you have, just make the podcast. With scripting out of fear of improvising, this is something that is such a challenge, especially for newer podcasters. This idea of, what if I start talking in circles? What if I lose my train of thought? What if I ramble or I'm not concise enough? That's okay. You'll find your stride. You'll find what works for you. But until then, I think scripting limits you. It limits that creativity and it limits your ability to practice that creativity. And then finally, looking at stats too often or avoiding them altogether. It's hard sometimes to be confronted with how many people did or didn't listen to an episode. It can be cringy and embarrassing when you realize that an episode kind of flopped. And it can also be kind of embarrassing when you realize there are a lot of ears on what you're making. And yeah, you definitely said something embarrassing. That can be just as hard to face. And, you know, so I challenge you to see your metrics, to see your data as just information. It's information that you can learn from, but it is not information that dictates your worth. Numbers are just numbers. You are so much more complicated and nuanced than how many people have heard this episode. So what can you do to actually take action and combat your perfectionism? Podcasters grappling with maladaptive perfectionism can try out several different strategies to reduce the impact and create a healthier approach to podcasting. Consider setting realistic goals for your show and for your expectations on creating content. Now, this is something that's going to look different for everyone and every show, but remember that podcasting is a marathon and not a sprint. Instead of focusing on a goal related to, I want to have 1 million downloads, focus on a goal of just putting out an episode every single week for 6 months. See what that does to your download data. The fact is that consistency is so much more important than virality, than catching any algorithm. Just continuing to show up is going to define how successful your show is. Set clear deadlines. Hold yourself to deadlines for each phase of producing your show. This one is a game changer because if you limit yourself to, okay, ideation needs to take this long, recording and editing needs to take this long, I need to get it out by this date, that can help you so much with not getting so in your head. If you are working up to a deadline, it's a little harder to have the luxury of criticizing yourself. And this is somewhere else that having a co-host who can keep you accountable is so helpful. We've recently talked about having a co-host and whether or not that's beneficial for your show. This is somewhere that it is incredibly helpful. If you have really loose deadlines or no deadlines at all, it's easy to just keep tweaking and tweaking and tweaking and tweaking until you have made yourself absolutely mad and have also lost all of the integrity of what made your show what it was. And to piggyback off of that, limit your editing time. Give yourself an appropriate amount of editing. You know how long that is. If you know that it usually takes you, say, 4 times the length of a raw recording to edit, set a timer for that length of time and keep yourself to that time frame. This helps you avoid getting stuck in an endless cycle of edits, because trust me, you will go back every time and hear something else that needs to be tweaked or changed or redone. Think about what the most important things for you to edit out are and loosen your standards elsewhere. So if you know that you hate big breaths or ums or false starts or where you have to restate yourself, take that out and let the rest slide. That keeps you human. Remember that some imperfections make you sound like a person. And in an era of AI-generated voices, I think that sounding human is becoming a superpower. Remember why you're making your show. If your goal is to win a slew of awards for amazing production, then sure, you need to make the best show ever made. But if your goal is to show up for your audience, focus more on just making the thing. Focus more on the person that you're talking to. Imagine that you are talking to your best friend. Do you feel like you have to show up a certain way? I hope not. Try and show up more like that for your audience. Trust me, they want to hear you be you. That's why they're listening to you and not a million other shows that exist in your niche. And be gentle with yourself. This one is huge in overcoming and healing from perfectionism. Give yourself the compassion that you would give to anybody else. And part of that is a muscle and comes with just practicing and doing it over and over and over and desensitizing yourself to your own voice. But, you know, part of it is very, very intentional. And the more that you can be aware, oh, wow, this is some perfectionism that I'm having right now. You know, this isn't serving me. I need to release that. The more that it's going to become natural and easy, and believe it or not, the better your show will get, the more you show yourself compassion. Another thing that's a little bit more actionable is diversifying the kinds of episodes that you're putting out. So experiment with doing some solo, some with a guest, some maybe with a co-host temporarily. Doing different types of episodes changes what's expected of you and changes how you show up. So for example, when I do pass the mic episodes, it's a lot easier for me to just have a conversation. I don't have to worry if I'm giving high quality enough information and industry tips and secrets. I just get to have a conversation with somebody that I admire. And that makes it feel a little more gentle to me. Even at my, you know, podcast agency owner positioning, I'm still dealing with this. I'm still even in this episode going, gosh, I hope that, you know, this is enough support for the people who are tuning in. So the different types of episodes change how you show up, change what's expected of you, and change how you feel about the process of creation. Finally, I want to say outsource where you can. If editing is such a barrier and you feel like it just makes you realize how imperfect you are and how much you suck and how much you should just give this up, if those are the feelings that you're having, consider outsourcing. Because sometimes it's one of those things where it's like we stare at something so long that it loses all meaning. I think that that is true with hearing your own voice too, that you're like, oh my God, I know that I said this wrong. And it's something that wears on you. And if you can just be like, cool, I did my best. I recorded it. Here you go, somebody else. That freedom helps you not have the opportunity to get so in your head about it. Hi, I'm interrupting the show to tell you about something special, a chance for us to connect one-on-one. Whether you're thinking about starting a podcast and aren't quite sure where to begin, or maybe you've got a show already, but you're not sure how to grow, I want to let you know about my free consultations. Yep, that's right. Absolutely free. No strings attached, no pressure, just a chance to chat with your fairy pod mother, that's me, about turning your podcast dreams into reality. You'll walk away from our conversation with actionable steps to take, whether or not we end up working together. Think of it as a gift to you and your show as a thank you for listening to the podcast. If listening to me here isn't enough and you're ready to take the next step, let's chat. Find the link to book in the show notes. Now back to the good stuff. All right, today's question comes from Cheyenne. And Cheyenne says, I've noticed some podcasters talking about using ring lights during the recordings, even if they're not filming video. Can you explain if there's any benefit to using a ring light for audio-only podcasts, or is it purely aesthetic? So this is an interesting question, and I think that potentially people are just using it because it makes them feel very much in their influencer era, but most likely the reason that people are using ring lights when recording audio-only podcasts is that they're still recording video. They're just maybe not publishing their episodes as video episodes. So a huge tactic is to use video clips as like talking head reels on Instagram or TikTok. So even if you're doing an audio-only show, some people will still record snippets of themselves recording to then share in that promotion phase on social media. That would be my guess of why people are using ring lights. But other than that, I think maybe it just changes how you show up. It's that idea of, you know, we talked a lot in the pandemic for the people who had to work from home of like, still get dressed, you know, still show up. That even if you are only recording on audio, maybe the ring light is helping them get into that mindset for how they want to show up during their recording. But from a technical and scientific, I guess, aspect, the reason that I would 99% take a gander to say is that it's because they are creating social media clips during their recordings. I hope that that's helpful. Thank you so much for your question. And if you have a question, you can write in at ru.sonivia@gmail.com, or you can shoot me an Instagram DM at Sonivia Studios. That is it for today. I will be back next week to talk about studio spaces and where you can record your podcast if, you know, just finding a space to record is a barrier. So thank you so much for listening today. And please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so that you don't miss an episode. And like I said, come hang out with me on Instagram at Sonivia Studios. I share some more fun tips and tricks and just commiserate with the experience of podcasting, because it can be kind of a mind F. It can be lonely and it can be hard to combat your own sense of perfection. So thank you for being here. Thank you for investing in trying to make your own podcasting experience feel better, because I think that it truly should be a feel-good experience. And thank you for helping me take podcasting up an octave. So before we get too far into how to handle your imposter, now, all of that is to say, of course, I'm 41% because I've watched, but we, and I tell people that the or false starts where you have to restart your, to still